control between the band and the label, and with all these to talk to us this evening. And, you know, you guys have been around a real long time, and I've always wanted to talk to you, and I figured this would be a good time to shoot the breeze, as they would say. So to those people who are into the, newly into the band, The Dread, why don't you fill us in on what they're all about and what you're all about and who's in the band?
Well, I think we've been playing for like 6 or 7 years now, and basically we're just really into being DIY. We've always put out our own records, with the exception of one. And I don't know, that's really what it's all about, just connecting with other punks everywhere and, you know, doing it yourself, keeping it underground.
Okay, now, does that become more difficult to do now, you know, in this age of, like, MTV and, like, these major, you know, what was originally, like, DIY labels now becoming major labels, being signed up, you know, and picked up by bigger labels? Has it become harder for a band such as yours to stay DIY? You know, you have that temptation there, it seems like.
Yeah, quite honestly, no. I mean, I can only, you know, speak from the Dread's experience, but no one's ever approached us to be anything other than DIY. So no, I don't think it's been a problem at all. And, you know, as far as the bands that started out being DIY and then went beef with that or anything, that's their own prerogative. But no, I don't think it's become more difficult at all. I mean, if anything, you really know who's underground and who's not now. So, yeah, I don't think it's become more difficult at all.
Okay. Now, is it harder these days than from when you first started to find a, like, get an outlet for your music?
You know, quite honestly, no. When we started the band, we were all still in high school when we started putting out records and stuff. And so we weren't really too organized as far as, you know, getting our records out there and getting distribution and stuff. And I think a lot of it was just because we were younger and we didn't really know what we were doing. So the longer we do this, it keeps getting easier, but I think it's because we keep learning from all those mistakes that we made when we were younger. So, no, I think it's gotten easier, actually.
Okay, so you just kept plugging away. You've never given up, and it's starting to pay off a little bit now in the long run. Yeah, you know, I see, you know, from the, you know, the email we've been sending back and forth, you know, you're doing these little mini tours and, you know, up and down the coast in California. You know, have you guys, you know, any plan to come to the East Coast soon?
Yeah, we're actually planning on going back to the East Coast in August. We were out there last year kind of briefly, and we always have a really fun time going on tour and playing, especially the East Coast. So, yeah, we'll be back in August. And, yeah, we'll probably be playing somewhere around your area, so that'd be cool if everyone could come see us.
Yeah, or you even stop by the station and do something in the studios here would be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool.
Okay. Now, you know, if you have, you know, you're just finding out now, well, we're doing our little fundraiser, which we do once a year to help raise money for the station. And, you know, how important do you consider, like, college radio, non-commercial radio in the punk scene?
Oh, I think it's extremely vital. I mean, especially for a lot of the smaller DIY bands. I mean, mainstream radio won't even touch a band like us who put out our own records. I mean, we just send them to the station. You know, we don't send out, like, some cheesy 8x10 glossy with a stupid bio or anything like that. So college radio is completely vital to the underground punk scene, I think, because a lot of it's just that they're more open-minded and they'll play these smaller bands that, you know, most people haven't even heard of. So, yeah, if it wasn't for college radio, I think a lot of people would not know who we are, because, you know, the bigger radio stations won't touch bands like us, so.
Okay, so if you're listening, that's Athena from The Dread. She's saying support college radio. So if you want to, you can give us a call here, 632-6901, area code 516. We've got lots of great premiums for your pledge of support. We've got 45s, we've got cassettes, T-shirts, albums, CDs, all generously donated by various labels and bands from around the country. Call up, talk to one of our operators. They'll take your call and fill you in on what's happening on the premium end of things. And our number, once again, 516-632-6901. Let's talk about the label you guys have called 6 Weeks Records. It's amazing. It's like everything you send me, I'm like, I would go, wow, this is even better than the previous release.
That's so cool. Thank you.
And I mean, just like, and it's really cool too. It's like you got some foreign bands too coming in now. It looks like a Japanese band is on the label. You got bands such as like God Squad and the Adversives. I mean, is this just, you know, all friends of yours, or are these, you know, bands that you just, you know, got a tape from and said, wow, these guys deserve to be put on like vinyl?
You know, quite honestly, most of the bands that we put out, we at least know or were friends with. I think the only case where we've put something out without knowing the band beforehand was probably Charles Bronson, because they sent us a tape, and it was totally snotty and awesome, so we just decided to do a 7-inch with them. But, yeah, for the most part, they're bands that, you know, we know through friends or are friends with already. But, yeah, 6 weeks, we've been really lucky with the label. It's doing really well. All of our releases have sold. And I don't know, I just think it's really cool to be able to put out bands that are really good and underground and just giving them more exposure. So, yeah, I love doing 6 weeks. It's awesome.
Okay, we're going to play something now from the split 10-inch, which is kind of rare these days, that you have with the Adversive. And this is from the Dread, Don't Care About Money. And we've got Athena from the Dread on the phone. Let's give a listen to this, and we'll be right back. From the Dread, Don't Care About Money, here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from the Dread, and that was Don't Care About Money. That's from a split 10-inch they have with the Adversives. We do care about money here at WUSB because it's your support that keeps a station like ours running. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of Radiothon 97, where we ask you, the listener, to help support WUSB by throwing a few bucks our way. By doing so, you keep us moving on into the future. Your money is not going for naught. It's going to pay for transmitter costs, electricity, phone bills, office supplies, and pretty much material goods that we need to keep going here. None of the folks here are paid. We're all volunteers, so your money of support is not going into my pocket or Chris's pocket or anybody else's pockets here. We all volunteer to keep this thing going, and a show like Turmoil has been going on since 1980, so it's really important to keep things up to date and continuing on with your pledge of support. With me on the phone from California is Athena from the Dread, and she also has her own label called 6 Weeks. What's like the philosophy behind 6 Weeks?
You know, I don't know if there's really like an underlying philosophy behind the whole thing. I do the label with Jeff from Capitalist Casualties, and so basically I think we just have like a really big variety of bands on the label because we have really varying tastes in punk. So, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. We just like to put out bands that we think are good, that more people should hear. So, I don't know.
Okay, well that pretty much now answers another question I had of yours, because you have a new compilation out called America in Decline.
Right.
And I noticed there's a side Athena and a side Jeff, and I was going to ask you, you know, I know who you are, but, like, you know, who's Jeff? And you pretty much answered that by saying he's from the Capitalist Casualties.
Right.
I stumble on that. And then you guys, you know, pretty much discussed beforehand, you know, I'm going to be doing these bands and you're going to do those bands, or, you know, or was there any conflict on what bands to put on the record?
No, not at all. We just decided we wanted to put out a comp of American bands because, you know, if you read zines like Maximum Rock and Roll or whatever, people are always bitching about how, you know, punk's dead and stuff like that. And I totally think it's still alive and vinyl and thriving and everything. So we decided to put out a comp of some newer bands or, you know, just kind of maybe smaller bands that not a lot of people have heard of, but, you know, are still totally good. So we just decided that we would each select bands for each side of the record. So his band are kind of, they're a little harder. They're kind of more in the genre of maybe his band. And then the bands that I picked on my side are, you know, a little, sound maybe a little bit more like the Dread. But no, there wasn't any conflict at all about picking the bands. I think we both kind of argued over the Fanatics because we both like them a lot. We both wanted to put them on our side, but I won. So other than that, there really wasn't any conflict at all.
Okay, we're going to give a listen to one of those bands that you actually selected from the Showcase Showdown. But I just wanted to ask you a big question about Mickey and the Big Mouths. I guess, you know, since they're on your label, you would, you know, be up to date on what's happening with those guys. Is there any plans for them to put out some more music?
No, actually, they've broken up.
Oh, no.
I'm really bummed. I mean, I hate when you put out a record and then the band breaks up, you know? But, they keep talking about getting back together, but some of the band members live close by to us in Santa Rosa, and some of them live up in Oregon, so how they're going to do this, I don't know. But I really do hope they get it back together because they're really good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to play something from them, too. Athena, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to talk this evening.
Yeah, and thank you for having me. And everybody listening, please support this radio station because I've been sending Steve stuff for years, and it's just a rad show. So
thank you. And if anybody wants to get in touch with Athena, they can write to 6 Weeks Records, 2262 Knowles Hill Circle. Is that the R?
Yeah.
Santa Rosa, California, 95405. If you have email, I had your email address here. Maybe you can run it out off.
Oh, yeah. My email address is kautsch at Sonoma, that's S-O-N-O-M-A .edu. That's through my college, so.
Okay, and you can write to her and enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope, and she can send you a listing of what's available on 6 Weeks Records.
Definitely.
And you can keep supporting the scene by doing that. It's all, you know, everybody has to support each other here, and that's what we're asking you guys to do tonight. So, Athena, hold on. I'm going to talk to you just after I get this on. From Showcase Showdown, from the compilation America in Decline, this is You're the Type of Person here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from Showcase Showdown. I hope that's right. And that was You're the Type of Person. That's from the compilation America in Decline, a U.S. hardcore punk compilation put out by 6 Weeks Records. Thanks again to Athena for taking the time to talk to us this evening. She's from the band The Dread. If you'd like to write to her or the label, it's 6 Weeks Records, 2262 Knowles Hill Circle, K-N-O-L-L-S Hill Circle, Santa Rosa, California, 95405. You can also write by email. It's kautsch at Sonoma, S-O-N-O-M-A dot E-D-U. And just tell her you heard about her on Turmoil and send a self-addressed stamped envelope. You'd like to receive a copy of their catalog or just a listing of what records they have available for sale. She does the label 6 Weeks, which has some really fine releases out. We're going to place another release from that label in just a minute, but we're just going to get people to call up here because the phone lines have sort of dwindled down a little bit. And we need some money to come in to help support the show, help support WUSB.
Got to keep Gary Brook and Pete busy in there.
Yeah, they're falling asleep in the other room there. So
so wake him up with some money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Call us up, 632-690. And we got lots of great premiums, such as a cassette for a $5 pledge. You can pick up some really cool cassettes. We've got the Richies, Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely. They're a band out of Germany. We've got their cassette available for a $5 pledge of support. We've got FYP, Finish Your Popcorn, which they released a few years ago. That's available for a $5 pledge of support. A bunch of effin' goofs from Canada with Carnival of Chaos and Carnage. That's available for a $5 pledge of support. We've got records from the various bands such as MDC, Murphy's Law, Judge, Government Issue, McRad, Instigators. We've got the Stark Raving Mad, Social Sickness 10-inch. We've got one of those left. That's an import. That's available for a $10 pledge. We've got Glue Gun, The Scene Is Not For Sale, The Whitecaps, two of their records, The Endless Bummer and Blowin' in the USA. You can pick both of those up for a $15 pledge of support. We've got CDs such as One Life Cruise, Crime Ridden Society, Sunday Matinee, Best of New York Hardcore Compilation, War Zones, a double CD set, Don't Forget the Struggle and Open Your Eyes, Total Chaos's Anthems from the Alleyway, Oxymorons, F the 90s, Here's Our Noise, the Victory Records promo number 2, which features various Victory record bands such as Earth Crisis, Warzone, Dead Guy. The list goes on and on. The Grabbers, Drunken Public, Whitecaps, Glue Gun, Jane County, The Offspring, Attack of the Tentacle Sampler, which features various alternative tentacle bands. That's available for $5 pledge of support. We've got the latest from Dead Guy, Screaming with the Dead Guy Quartet. I haven't even heard that yet. That's how new that is. We just got that this afternoon. That's available for $15 pledge of support. We've got the latest from Cause for Alarm, available for $15 pledge of support. So call us, 632-6901. Let's get the lines going here. Show your support, WUSB. Show your support, Turmoil, and everything we're trying to get done here on a show such as this. Okay, from Athena's label, 6 Weeks. This is from a split EP featuring The Process and Mickey and the Big Mouths, which I'm really upset they broke up. I really like this band a lot. But we're going to play something from Mickey and the Big Mouths. This is For Life. And a quick word of warning, some of the music heard on Turmoil may contain lyrics offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended, please tune to another station or turn off WUSB. So from Mickey and the Big Mouths, this is For Life here on Turmoil.
Running in the light. Running in the light.
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Warzone, and that was United Worldwide, I hope. And that's from their CD release, The Sound of Revolution. Started off with Mickey and the Big Mouths from the Process split they have on 6 Weeks Records. They give us For Life. Dutchland Diesel, if you're into that emo core type of stuff, from their all-new Police CD, they gave us My Jam. Warzone ending it up with United Worldwide. So we heard from Mickey and the Big Mouths, Dutchland Diesel, and Warzone here on Turmoil. There's like CDs and records all over the place here. We're doing Radiothon 97. This happens once or twice a year. We take some time out from our regular programming, and you get to hear me talk endlessly forever and ever, asking you guys to help support the show. Quick load of thanks. Thanks to Mike and Ridge, Brian from somewhere. I didn't get what town he was in. Thanks to the guys in Islip Terrace, Anthony in Huntington. Thanks for your pledges of support to the show. We still need more calls coming in. We're like not even close to our goal for the evening, and we only have like 24 minutes to go. So please call us up, 632-6901. Show you support WUSB. Show you support Turmoil. This is the only time really we know who's listening to our show, because we're not rated like through Arbitron with the other radio stations, like K-Rock or, you know, NBC or anything else like that. So, you know, this is like our only way of, you know, gauging who's our audience is and who's listening to the show. So, you know, give us a call. Thanks to Jessica from Comac for calling up. She just popped up on the screen. So we're doing, you know, so-so this evening. Not as good as I had hoped, but, you know, we're doing all right. But we could use some more money, so call us up, 632-6901. Like I said, we're not rated, so, you know, this is the only way of, like, judging, like, who's, you know, supporting what shows, who's listening into the station, what's going on. So, you know, call us, 632-6901. If you don't like my show, you're tuning in, you're like, what the hell is this crap? You know, don't fret. We've got lots of other programming here. We've got blues shows, we've got reggae shows, we've got folk shows. Salsa show, polka, we've got alternative music, we've got talk shows, we've got sports shows, we've got, you know, Pacifica News, which is like an alternative views, news programming of what's happening in the world today, jazz shows. I can go on and on, all the different variety of programming we've got here at the station. Well, think of us sort of as like, you know, a TV station where you have to, you know, have like a little program guide in front of you to see like who's on it, you know.
Like intro television. The channel Intro Television.
Never heard of that. What's that?
That's they showed shows from different channels. It's a channel that has different channels on it.
Oh, so instead of, you know, just sitting there doing the old
They showed some from the military channel, TV Land.
So instead of channel surfing, the channel does it for you.
Exactly.
Automatic. For the real lazy people.
Like me and you.
I never heard of it, so it's more like for you only.
Oh, well, you work in the cable business.
Yeah, keep
surprised.
Spreading. Yes, I'm surprised. Yeah, like I have time to watch these other channels. I'm sick of the channels I'm watching. So what was I talking about now? You got me all... you need to write a program guide.
You're doing an analogy.
Yeah, an analogy, right. Whatever that means. give us a call. We're like a TV station, I was saying. You have to have the program guide in front of you to see, like, you know, what's on and when. So by pledging, you also get our program guide for the year, telling you who shows are on and when. And, you know... Don't think of it as sort of like, you know, oh, you know, just turmoil. This is sort of like, you know, your show too, where, you know, you guys call up and request something and we try to get it on for you if we've heard of it. If not, you know, we look and search it out for you. So, you know, it's sort of playing your request too. So it's, you know, it's kind of like an interactive thing here where, you know, we try to get everybody to participate or so. And Chris will attest to that because he's always participating here. So much so that we have to clean up after him. But... that's another viewpoint. Actually, it's a relief not to have you standing behind me while I do the show tonight, because I don't have to worry about bending over.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is. I have to have a sense of humor, Chris.
Okay. I don't have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know, from what your girlfriend said, she's not sure about you either.
My girlfriend's been here once, and she doesn't like you.
Why not?
She thinks you're ugly.
Well, besides that...
She doesn't like your attitude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially towards me. You always rip me on the air.
You enjoy that, though. If you want, I'll be polite to you.
No, that's okay.
What do you... what's your girlfriend's name?
Blair.
Blair, if you're listening, call up and, you know, tell me. Should I treat Chris with respect and be nice to him, or should I rip him on the air? Okay, we'll let her decide. Because you like being
she'll
ripped.
She'll say rip me on the air.
Well, then what's wrong with that, then?
Well, it's different if Blair, you know...
Well, it's different if she rips you, but
yeah.
I can't rip you?
Yeah, it's different.
All right, well, we'll have her call up and we'll let her rip you.
See, it's like a love-hate relationship, but with you, there's no love. It's only hate.
I hate you?
Yeah. Unless we have some kind of love that I don't know about, that I don't want to know about.
No, I respect you and everything. I'm just goofing on you.
Oh,
it's not like I hate you. If I hated you, I would kick you out.
Oh, that's true.
You know, like I did the other guy.
Right.
You know, so...
Right, but I can fold papers in thirds.
Yeah, but I got Brooke here. Brooke here I like a lot. I could have her do that,
Brooke
too.
Never talks on the air.
Because you're always hogging the mic.
Here, Brooke, say something.
Hi.
Well, after you, you know, it's a hard act to follow. Hard act to follow. So, Blair, if you're listening, which you're probably not because you can't stand me. But, you know, if you want, I'll be real nice to Chris from now on. Okay? make for a real boring show. So, Chris, can you please do me the honors of reading off some of the great premiums we've got tonight? I mean, if it's not too strenuous on you.
No problem at all.
Hey, thank you.
FYP, that these are cassette tapes. Stever. See, now you got me all screwed up here now. Buncho Beeping Goofs, Soulside Circus, Lupus, Ignition, California Takeover Live. And then some books we have.
Well, if you would be so kind as to let the listeners know how much those
are. Oh, sure. Those are all $5.
Thank you, Chris.
And And some books we have. Sex Pistols File, that's $10. Making a Scene, that's about New York State Hardcore. That's a $15 pledge. Punk Diary, 1970 to 1979, with the CD, mind you, which Steve talked highly about earlier. That's only a $25.
That was nice of you to remember that.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was. $25 pledge. And Man Enough to Be a Woman, which Steve said is my story, but it's his dream. That's a $20 pledge. Then we got some vinyls. Rollins Band, Judge. Somebody snatched a government issue, so you lucked out on that. Whoever else wanted that. That Jessica chick got that. Remember the one from Comac that you read?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Let's see. One Life Crew, that's a CD. DOA, Pink Lincoln's, Hell No, The Undead, Youth Brigade, Total Chaos, Victory Records promo, that's with Earth Crisis, Warzone, Dead Guy, and that'd be for a real hardcore guy or girl that isn't a hardcore, and that's a $15 pledge. And we got some t-shirts too for those of you who like to be clothed. We got a No Means No shirt. That's that's gray. And that's all these are $10 pledges, in fact. So, you know, you go to the store and they're only like, they're about what? How much are t-shirts? I walk around bare chest, so I don't know how much shirts are. How much are they? They're like 15? 15, 20. I mean, you're probably getting them at half price here, and you're giving the money to us. Right? Right, Steve?
Yes, that is correct, Chris.
Okay. And we got Officer Friendly shirt, Fearless Records. That's an extra large for all you big gals and guys out there. And we only have one of each of those. So, you know, call in and get those as soon as you can. And
thank you, Chris. That was
excellent. I'm not going to repeat any of those anymore.
Thank you very much. Okay, Radiothon 97. We've got 15 minutes left. We're going to get some more music on. Just give us a call here, 632-6901. If you like the show, enjoy the show, want to support WUSB, now's your time to act and help us out here. 632-6901. From the Bull Weevils, Weevil Live CD, This Is Hate.
Disco, hate. That's the sing-along part. You'll know when, it's real catchy. Hey!
Yeah.
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Knockout, and that was Stand for Justice off of their CD release. I Think It's Time on Dr. Dream Records. Started off with the Boll Weevils, who gave us Hate from their Weevil Live CD. The Craze after that with Sobriety from a split 45 they have with the Truants, and Knockout ending up the set with Stand for Justice. So the Boll Weevils, the Craze, and Knockout here on Turmoil. This is Radiothon 97. We've got 7 minutes left. So let's get some more phone lines lit up here, because I don't really want to be talking for the last 7 minutes of the show. Although I would feel very comfortable if Chris would take the honors of talking this evening. Chris, did you have anything you wanted to say before we start wrapping things up around here?
Well, yes. I think we have an answer to your question of how my girlfriend wants you to treat me on the air. So in the continuation of the Turmoil soap opera, my girlfriend, because she got mad at me because I mentioned her name on the air, her friend JP called with Tracy, because he wanted me to mention his friend's name. She told me to, quote, screw off. So I guess you can rip on me now.
Oh, I have so much more fun, though, being polite to you.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, whatever floats your boat, man, you know?
Okay. All right, so that's what Blair really said, huh?
Yep, according to JP.
Okay. JP knows Blair very well.
Huh? I have no idea.
He must know her well enough if he's with her tonight and you're here.
They're on the phone. And that's going to get me in trouble, man. That's going to get me in more trouble than I'm in right now.
That's what they tell you there on the phone. I'll probably have, like, the whole Ward Melville football team on my case tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got a few more minutes to list some more premiums. The Music Place in Miller Place has offered a $10 gift certificate for your pledge of support to WUSB. So if you pledge $10 to Turmoil, you can go into the Music Place in Miller Place and buy $10 worth of items there. So it's a straight trade-off, $10 for $10, and the money will go to support WUSB. Thanks to the folks at Music Place and Miller Place. I'll have to go down there, check them out once I find directions on how to get there for that. Maybe somebody next door can give it to us. But a $10 gift certificate for a $10 pledge of support from the Music Place in Miller Place. Thanks to Mike in Stony Brook for his contribution. Thanks to the whoever in Ronkonkoma who pledged up. Oh, he got the Touch and Go fanzine. I wanted to mention that. That's a real good deal, because that was a limited edition, only 1,000 copies of that. Comes with a 45 featuring the Meat Men, the Fix, Toxic Reasons, Negative Approach. But that's gone. So that's a good deal, because I think that's going in the collector's market for like $30, $40 already for that. So good pickup there. I didn't mention that, but that's a real good find. No secrets. Okay. So that's pretty much it. Thanks to everybody who pledged. If you can, please call us up. We've got 3 minutes left while this next song is going. 632-6901. Pledge your support. 2 weeks we're having the 2-hour ska spectacular. Brooke, you guys ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're working on it, right? You're working on it? Okay, good. Okay, so that'll be 2 hours of ska presented by the everybody here, except myself. I'll just be engineering. They're going to take over the show for 2 hours. And if you want, you like that, tune in 2 weeks to 90.1 FM. Have yourselves a safe and a good week. You are tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. I don't know what's coming on next, because I know All Ages Show, Christina's not in tonight. Somebody might be filling in. We do have a concert billboard with Kate at 10. She'll tell you what's happening all music-wise. But right now, ending up tonight's show, this is Facing Down from, I think, Sweden. No, they're from Germany. Facing Down with Thoughts. Right? Nope. Facing Down with Side. To wrap up this evening's edition of Turmoil, have yourselves a safe and good week. 632-6901. Let's get a couple more dollars in tonight if you can. Thanks a lot. Have yourselves a safe and good week. We'll be back next week, 8 o'clock.